feel right, don't it? I only ever get it if I want it.
Hey yo, are you ready, Freddy? Are you ready, Freddy?
I'm ready, Freddy.
Yeah? Episode 28, dude. You already have your popcorn set up and ready to go.
I'm trying to put the mic away when I chew back.
There's so many comments still. It's like, please stop eating on the podcast.
I haven't seen one.
Okay. They're there.
I don't look
anyway, fun. Bro. I just want to talk. I want to talk about your song and video came out. I just want to talk about for just a second before we get into it. Fine Apple music video just came out. It's a big deal. This is your biggest song yet, and it's doing really well.
And it's out.
And I'm happy for you.
And your cakes filmed the music video.
I did film it, but he sang it. So
good point.
There's that.
Cakes filmed the music video. He did a good job. You guys gotta hype Cakes up on the video. Okay, go watch it and hype him up.
Right. Do it, bro. Help my ego out a little bit, you know?
Look, so Allison said, please stop eating.
See?
I haven't eaten breakfast. I'm busy, man.
One day, we're gonna schedule your breakfast before we start filming.
I don't have time. Would you rather me die or eat on the podcast?
Die.
Okay.
Die. Bro, I would go to your funeral and just be like, thanks,
Mom,
for waiting.
Listen.
Bro, why do old people smell like mothballs?
I woke up and I drove here. Why do old people smell like
mothballs?
Mothballs.
Yeah. Have you ever noticed that? Every single old person, bro, you walk into their house, for whatever reason, it's mainly in their closet, straight up mothballs.
This is my guess.
Yeah.
We got one. This is my guess.
I'm ready.
It has something to do with a faster rate of dying skin cells. They mold quicker. It's something to do with the spongosity of their skin.
It's like their internal organs are just bleeding from the outside in?
No. No, it has a lot to do with water retention.
In their skin?
Mm-hmm.
That's where the smell comes from?
You ever touch an old person's arm? It's very soft.
Yeah.
Very moist.
So you're saying the old people smell... It's not...
It's water retention.
It's not an external smell. It's an internal smell from the person.
It's the water retained in the skin.
It can't be that, like, old people just more than other people buy mothballs. It's their skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's their skin.
Mm-hmm. And they don't dust as often.
It's a fair point.
I don't dust ever. So...
I don't smell it. I'll check in a couple years. Do you think the mothball companies got their smell from old people then? Because it is like, exactly, bro.
Yeah, where is
it? It's not like similar. It is exact.
Like they base the scent off of it.
Yeah.
Like when you get raspberry lemonade chewing gum, you know where they got the scent.
Do they have scented mothballs? And just the standard is if you look in the corner and the ingredients is old people's skin?
Old scent. Old people's scent. I never thought this deep about it.
Yeah.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
That, they all smell very similar.
It's the same, dude. It's like as soon as you hit 70, it just turns, bro. You go from having a musk to having a dust.
It's very dusty.
Very dusty.
It's moist. It's moist. It's a moist smell. I'm telling you, it's something to do with water retention in the skin.
I believe you.
Yeah.
I don't need you to explain that, but I believe you.
Yeah. It has to be.
There's no other way that makes sense to me.
There's no other explanation than that.
Well, let's jump into this first live viewer question. This comes from Morgan Mascaro. Would you rather be chased by an alien every day that never engages with you or get abducted and probed one time?
I mean, are we talking about probed? Are we talking about, like...
Yeah, right in the poop chute, dude.
What's it doing?
Yeah.
Like, hey, yo.
Yes. Are you
with what?
Wait.
I'm asking, with a finger?
No, a probe, bro.
What's a probe?
It's like a giant machine that has, like, a metal rod that just goes...
Right, how thick?
thick as it needs to be.
No,
dude.
No, how thick?
There's different sizes.
I'm talking, I need girth. I need to know the girth.
It depends. It depends on the type of alien. It could be this.
Are we talking about?
It could be a full water bottle. Yeah, but longer.
Wait, sorry?
Like a baseball bat.
Yeah, but it doesn't fit.
And not the skinny side first.
No?
No.
Well, because you know, if you put the skinny side first, it's not coming back out.
And it's like a butt plug.
Okay. I mean, you're getting abducted, yeah. Right? You're like, wow, didn't expect this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get up there, and they're like, you know what Domino is. Like, pull them down.
Yeah.
Like, that's it, like, and then they drop you back off?
Yeah. Like, do you know it's coming, just not when? Like, you know, like, at some point in my life, I'm going to be abducted and probed. You just don't know when. So you have to live with that anxiety, like, your whole life.
It's like, one day, I'm going to be abducted, and... just like... Like, do you lay on your side?
No, you're on your
stomach.
You're
on your stomach.
You're on your stomach, dude.
You're on your stomach.
I feel like that would be the way to, like, if it had to happen, I feel like it would be the way to do it.
Hold on. I'm like this, you're saying.
Yeah, let me get a bat.
I'm like this. Get a bat. Nah, don't get a bat. All right, so this is me. I'm on the ship.
Yeah.
And then what? Bro, look at me. I'm like, I'm moving around like I'm on a UFO. I'm on a UFO right now. And then what happens?
I don't want to demonstrate.
Do they spit on it? They're just like...
They take it and just... Hey! It's coming in this fast, dude.
How's your father? Hold on. I don't know if I could take it.
You wobbling around.
One more time. I got to confirm.
Okay, ready?
No. No, I'm getting followed. There's no way I'm taking it. There's no way. I'm getting followed, and I can't get down. Darn it. No, I'm getting followed. There's no way.
Bro,
there's no way.
I think being followed would be fine.
Yeah, he doesn't even say hi.
Yeah, he's just, that's your dude. He's your guardian.
Everybody's
angel.
Like, who's that? Oh, that's
no. Yeah, you could like use it as
that's
like
my alien.
It's your security.
That's
dude.
My alien.
Like, don't mess with me. You see that guy?
You guys don't have an alien.
So when some guy picks on you, starts to fight with you, like you get mugged. Some guy stabs you. Mugs you. You'd be like, hey.
You see? Wait, is he just hovering?
He's with me. Yeah, he's just... He's like right by
He's not walking?
He's like that little sparky fairy dude from Zelda.
How tall is he?
He's like a little tiny. He's like a little
he's
tiny
a little
dude.
Alien.
Just a little...
He's not the
just
one...
Just floating around, dude.
He's just like
around.
A Fairly Odd
Parent. He's like Sparks from Spyro.
I guess he's you... Fairly Odd Parent. I guess you, I'm taking the walking one.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, follow me around.
Yeah,
man.
Same. All right, bro. This next one comes from Anaria Panera.
Anaria.
Slide down rainbows. Would you rather be able to slide down rainbows or jump on clouds, dude?
Are we talking that rainbows only when they pop up? You know what I mean? Like, how often do you see a rainbow?
Correct.
How often do you see clouds?
Every day. Almost. Almost every day.
Most days.
Yeah. But there's some clouds that don't look jumpable.
Or is it like, can you spawn rainbows and slide around?
Kind of like a superpower.
Like your superpower is you can spawn a rainbow and use it for transportation.
So you're like Frozone, but just with rainbows.
Yes. Is that what that's what I'm asking?
Yes.
Okay. That's what you can do?
Yeah, yeah.
Or you can bounce on clouds?
Yeah.
Question, how do I get up to the clouds?
You jump. From a cloud.
Can I jump?
Yeah, you also have the power.
I can summon clouds.
You also have the power of clouds.
Clouds. Do Skittles come out of the rainbow?
Yes.
Rainbow. Because you can, that's an investment.
Wow, that's loud. Bro, no, clouds. Because, like, bro, imagine you can, like, basically run up a staircase.
No.
That's invisible.
That's what I'm saying. Clouds is my first pick. But you can monetize Skittles.
Like where your head's at. I like I'm thinking long term.
I'm thinking long term.
I love it. I love it. All right, bro. This next one. Holy mackerel, we got a lot. All right. This next one comes from Victoria Moser. Would you rather
it Victoria?
Be, would you rather it be summer all the time or winter all the time?
So like
no, summer, bro. You don't have to think about it, bro. Summer. Winter sucks.
I'm just asking how summer.
How is summer?
Like Hawaii summer? Or like
your summer. Like, bro, it doesn't matter. Summer is summer. Bro, winter sucks.
Some summers are very hot. That's all I'm saying. And like what winter? Like Hawaii
we're
winter?
We're taking like the medium, bro. Like of the world, the
so
medium.
The exact, so Hawaii's 72 degrees year round.
No, bro.
That's what I'm asking. Talking, you got to go on the extremes.
We're talking like no. middle.
Nope. You got to go extremes.
Northern hemisphere, southern nope. hemisphere. We're talking
I'm
in the
talking
middle.
Moscow.
Ecuador.
Moscow. Or Miami.
That's two extremes, bro. Let's say Virginia.
No.
Let's say Virginia. Bro, summer, bro. If you think about it, snow sucks. The days are shorter. What benefit? Christmas is cool, but like, this is the only thing that has you
Moscow
hanging on.
Moscow or Miami? Year round.
Miami.
Yeah. It's easy.
It's an easy question.
I don't know. Moscow, I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it. They're negative what?
Yeah.
What temperature is in Moscow right now? Where's the Google guy?
Hey, Google guy. What's the temperature in Moscow?
We don't have a Google guy yet.
42.
It's 42.
Stop eating on the podcast.
Facts. I'm so sorry. All right. Next one comes from Isaac Parker. Hey, guys. Would you rather eat no candy at Halloween or no turkey at Thanksgiving?
Isaac.
No candy on Halloween or no turkey on Thanksgiving?
I'm a side guy.
I'm a side guy.
I'm a side guy.
I hate... Turkey's not even good.
I'm a side guy. Not like in my relationship.
That's good. Like, proud of you.
Yeah. Like, I'm the main squeeze. I'm talking on family gatherings. I will intentionally get... I was going to say less meat, but then I'll intentionally get less meat.
Yeah.
And I'll get exercise.
Stuffing?
I could probably just skip the meat.
Facts. No, yeah. I'm the same way. I hate agreeing with you. But like, bro, Thanksgiving, turkey's last on my plate. I put turkey on my plate just so someone doesn't be like.
I put one slice, maybe yeah. two.
I
two,
feel obligated.
Two.
Like, I don't yeah. even really want it. I feel obligated.
What if the turkey's deep fried and it's dark meat? Dark meat, deep fried.
No, white meat.
Excuse me.
Over dark meat. No.
For what, health reasons?
No, just for in general. What? You're a... What? No, bro, don't do this to me. No. This is changing my whole perspective about you. Don't do that.
White
Nick.
Meat?
Nick, don't do this, Nick.
White meat.
Don't. I'm going to ask you this question, and I want the answer.
Dark meat. Dark meat. Dark meat.
Would you rather have white meat or dark meat?
Dark meat.
No, bro. What?
Pause.
Why?
Dark meat. Dark meat. It's better.
It's not better.
It's not healthier.
It's healthier and tastes better and overall a better time.
What?
You're taking a drumstick over a chicken breast?
Yeah.
What?
Who's eating a chicken breast?
Me.
With options?
Yes.
Give me a thigh.
No.
What?
Give me the breast, bro.
For what?
Breast and the wings, bro.
You don't know. You think you know, you don't know.
I know.
You're confused.
I'm not.
You're straw right now. You need to eat the dark meat. Once you go dark, you never go back.
I'm disappointed in you.
No, I'm serious.
I'm serious.
I'm not mad. Dark meat is superior meat.
I'm not mad. No, bro. No, it's not.
I sound like I'm really talking about something else.
I know. I know. They know.
Dark meat.
No.
Yes. Listen to what they're saying. I bet you they're agreeing with me. Look in the chat.
I know. I'm scared.
Look in the chat.
Anyway.
Scroll in the chat.
We're going no turkey, right?
Look in the chat.
I'm going to lose my spot. They're saying white is Dry?
Yes, why is dry?
That's much better. Whatever, dude. Alright, this next one also comes from Isaac. Would you rather have free Wi-Fi wherever you go or free coffee wherever you want? So, you don't do coffee, so let's change that a little bit. Free popcorn.
Popcorn.
Bro, you're not thinking this through. We don't even have Wi-Fi at the studio.
I know.
And it could be free. I
mean, what kind of Wi-Fi?
The best.
Fios?
Yeah.
The 1,000 megabillions a second.
300 up, 400
down. We got NASA's internet.
We're going to the moon on our internet, dude.
We can get service on the moon.
Yes.
Popcorn.
What kind of popcorn?
I don't need to be more connected. Extra butter. Movie theater.
Movie theater butter is the way to go. Bro, have you ever done snow caps in your popcorn?
Raisinets.
Raisinets are good, too. Yeah. I'm on that way. It just gets so messy, bro. Like, I can't imagine just eating popcorn and having all of my hands without napkins within arm's reach.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Wow, we got two more. Would you rather have to... this comes from Brendan Santhony. Would you rather have to speak in rhyme for the rest of your life or have to speak in riddles for the rest of your life?
Riddles?
No. Rhyme.
No. Bro, think about it. You could literally be the Riddler. I could be a supervillain? For free?
The Riddler?
Think about being that witty. Like, all the time, you're just like... Like, rhyming is cool. Like, yeah, get it, it's fine. But, like, riddles? You have to be so, like... Like, you'd be like, hey, where are my car keys? I'd be like, the car keys are... In a speed, and I just think of like a cool riddle.
Yeah, you're gonna need the power because you're struggling.
I don't have it. I see why you want it.
I see why you want it. Because you're not even close.
You're going rhyme.
Head cakes.
Okay.
Just date.
What?
A little rhyme?
Sometimes.
Dude, I'm saying it's fun. It's fun.
I think it'd be fun for a week. It'd be great fun for a week. And then you'd be that guy, bro.
The rhymer guy. You're basically the rhymer guy right now.
You
only can speak in riddles. Imagine like normal conversations with most people. And you're trying to talk to them in a riddle. You're never getting your point across. No one's putting the energy into listening to you. Like, I don't have time for this right now.
You literally be like one of those supervillains that has like a diabolical plan all of the time. It's like, what is he saying?
No one's gonna want to talk to you.
What is he saying? What is he saying, dude? Alright, and this last one comes from Joshua Chandler. Would you trade 20 IQ points for $20 million?
Wow.
Say it with me. We're going to answer at the same time.
No. First, what is the highest IQ?
Like 170-something, probably.
So it's maybe like...
Maybe 200. 200 sounds right.
So we're making it up.
Yeah, I'm not smart.
Keep the points. Keep the points.
Yeah, probably like 200.
200.
Yeah.
And that's a hefty chunk.
That's a good chunk.
But it's also a hefty chunk.
That's a good chunk.
20 milli. That's a you can probably buy a couple IQ points back.
What can $1 million buy me? An IQ point.
I'm just thinking, like, my IQ right now, do I want to knock it down 20 points?
I mean, what are you at, 40?
Probably about 200, 250. We never did. We're supposed to do the IQ test. We never done it.
No. Okay, genius level, I think, is like 150, 160.
I mean, how are you max?
Normal is like 100 to 120.
145.
So you're saying you're just under a genius. You're slightly below a genius. That's what you're saying.
I'm around it.
Give me the 20 million, dude. Give me the 20 million, dude. Bro, $20 million? What do I need to be smart for?
No, I value
At what point does smartness
I value my
need
brain.
Anything?
I value my brain too much. My thoughts. I don't know what it would be like.
But if you lose the points, like, you don't remember that you're dumb.
I don't know what it would be like, and I don't want to find out. I'm just thinking, like, me, would I turn into you? Because...
Well, you're basically scraping them 20 points right now. I mean, you're barely hanging. What are you, 25, 26?
Sorry? I'm saying if you knock me down 20, I'll be like a little above you.
Okay. All right. Bro, this next one comes from Brendan. Would you rather... live forever or wake up every day with a new superpower? Yes! That one. Live forever? I could get the superpower of living forever. It's just a matter of time. Yeah, that's just probability.
Then you would lose it. Immediately.
I thought every day I gained a new one, but I could keep the old one.
You don't keep the old one.
Bro, imagine waking up and you have to just figure out what your superpower is. I can jump today.
Trying to figure it out. Can I fly?
Oh, wow, that would be so much fun.
Go on buildings, you gotta test it out. Nah, dude, I'm living forever.
Live forever.
I'm living forever.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to live forever. I feel like that's overrated, dude. Imagine you get tired and bored, all your friends and family are dead, and you're just still alive, dude.
That's what Captain America did.
No.
Sort of.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, yeah, sort of.
No.
Yeah, he grew old. The other girl grew old.
He was frozen, bro.
See what I'm saying?
No, he got frozen in ice.
Yeah. So it's kind of like what he did. Then he went on to save the world.
I'm pretty sure Walt Disney is frozen right now.
Who you talking about?
Walt Disney. The Walt Disney.
Don't tell you.
They froze him.
No, they didn't.
He's frozen, bro.
He's not on ice.
They're going to de-thaw him in like 1,000 years.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Look it up. I'm not one to be like...
You are one to...
I'm not usually one to be like, Nick, like, listen to this. But like, Nick, you need to listen to this. Walt Disney, bro,
not frozen.
Is frozen in Walt Disney World. I'm pretty sure he's in the Magic Kingdom.
No, he's not.
He's at the top of the Magic Kingdom.
No, he's not.
In the Rapunzel Tower.
No,
and they're waiting to defrost him in like 1,000 years.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is, bro. You've never heard of that. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's real. I'm not saying I believe it. It's just saying it's something that I've heard. And I don't not believe it, bro. If you froze somebody, you freeze fish. You would de-thaw the fish. The fish is alive, dude. If you froze me, dude, like Han Solo.
You'd die.
Han Solo did it. Walt Disney did it. I'm going to do it.
You going to do it?
I'll do it.
You going to do what?
Freeze me. Wake me up. Well, you'll be dead. Wake me up. Have your ancestors wake me up.
I'm pretty sure you just die from being too cold. That's what hypothermia is.
No, if he's just frozen so fast, your body doesn't have a chance to react to it. And you're just...
Is that what you did? This research you did?
The thorough research that I've done.
Mm-hmm. On Walt Disney.
That, yeah.
How old was Walt Disney when he was froze?
He was up there. And when he de-thaws, he's not living much longer.
Mm.
But
he'll put him back on ice. He just wants to pop in, pop out.
He'll pop in for
he's
like
wow.
Just a bit.
Yeah, things going...
Things are all right.
They're going good? Need any ideas? Okay. That's it.
Superpower.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna post it though.
Mua says, would you rather... I did not say that right. Would you rather have the water always be too... Would you rather have the water always be too hot or too cold?
Are we like all of it? Like all the water? Like
all
the water you shower in, the water you wash your hands in.
Drink.
Mm-hmm. It can only be so too cold, right? Otherwise it would just be ice.
Right, so it has to be 33.
degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah. Always just above freezing.
It was very cold.
Yes.
You got a shower with a wetsuit on?
You shower whenever you want, dude.
I feel like if it's too hot, if the water's too hot, does it cool down? Like you can put it into a bucket and wait a little bit?
You can make a filtration system.
You can put it in your bathtub, wait an hour and get in?
Surround yourself, your body with ice cubes. The time it hits you, it melts the ice cube and it hits you at normal temperature.
You got an ice suit.
Ice suit. Ice cubes suit.
What are you thinking? Big freezer.
Yeah, what? Is you make your house just like a cooler. You live in a cooler.
The water, yeah, no. That's a tough question. Because either you burn or you freeze.
I'm going.
Like too hot, like burn, like first degree burn.
I'm going hot, bro. Go hot. I love hot showers. How hot's too hot, though? There's a point of too cold, but there's no point of too hot. So are we talking scorching, like...
No, scorching.
4,000 degrees Fahrenheit?
I'm saying it's too hot. You get burned.
That's boiling, bro. That's
you burn death. Your skin.
You got, okay, the question's easy, bro. You gotta go too cold.
I would just never shower or never drink anything.
You'd never drink water.
Or how to boil it? There's so many variables here.
Straight up...
Let's just say too cold.
Cold water, too cold. Warm water, what are you
too
doing?
Cold. Too cold.
Okay, too cold. Cold.
Going cold.
All right, first question that I can ask. Second question that I can ask. Bro, how early do you get into the exit lane, like the lane you need to in the exit lane before your exit? How many miles?
Miles? No. Miles?
I'm like...
Scenario.
Alright, bro, this is the lane. This is where the lane you need to be in.
Oh. And I'm on my way. It's literally like if you fruit you'll be fine. And I'm
you
over, bro.
You passing it?
Sometimes I'll pass it. I'll come back around.
No, but bro, I know that I'm gonna miss it, so I'll get in the lane like 2, 3, 4, 5 miles beforehand.
No.
I do it.
2, 3, 4 miles?
2, 3, 4, 5 miles.
I am last second.
You'll be in the other highway.
I'll be in HOV lane.
You wait till the GPS says feet.
I'm like, oh snap.
That thing was like 200 feet.
I'd be distracted. Just be in my head. Just be
zoning out.
Oh. And then you're gone. You know what I mean? You got to make it happen.
Right.
No, it's last second. I would say on a great day.
Yeah.
On a great day.
Good day. Yeah, great day.
Quarter mile.
I expect that from you.
Yeah. On like a really, really well prepared day. Quarter mile.
Alright, we got another one. If you guys could go back in time, this comes from Tom Campbell. If you guys could go back in time and kill one person, who would you kill and how would you do it? P.S. Cakes is so tall. If you could go back in time and kill one person, who would it be and how would you kill him?
Who am I taking out?
Who are you taking out, dude?
I'm not really a history buff, so I'm not sure who the bad guys were outside of Hitler.
So Hitler. Yeah, I was about to say. That's a layup.
I'm a default.
Default.
Default to Hitler.
You killing baby Hitler?
Right, fresh out the womb.
Fresh out the womb. In the hospital. Like as soon as he's birthed?
It kind of changes.
You're taking a mallet to the head?
All right. Kill a baby? There's no way.
You're not killing Hitler.
Not a baby. There's no way.
At what age is it appropriate to kill him?
Maybe after he kills his first person. Maybe I'll get into his life. I'll try to influence him a little bit.
You're gonna let him kill somebody?
I'm going to see if I can change his heart. Maybe befriend him.
As soon as that man's 18, bro. Pow! Got to.
An adolescent.
Hitler, bro.
An adolescent.
Yeah, no, at that point, he's legally... good to go.
I'm just gonna make sure, like, he's still, like, if I pop in, like, hey, what's up, bro? You wanna go shoot some hoops? And just see where his head's at, you know?
Yeah.
If he's like, hey, dude, I got this plan.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, but you wanna go watch a movie?
Instead?
Just try to, you know?
I feel it, bro.
I try to sway him a little bit.
I love your heart, dude.
Try to sway him.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once he's, like, pretty adamant.
I'm wringing his neck, dude.
I don't know if I'm wringing him. Maybe poison. I feel like poison, because you can do it and you can leave. You know? Like a delayed effect.
Feel a little less bad about it.
Yeah, like, boy, like, somehow in his sleep, like, he drunk, like, I was like, cheers, dude, on your mission.
Just put one too many Advil.
And just tricked him. You know? Something like that. I don't know. Probably Hitler, I guess, but that's just a bad situation all around.
You gotta bounce?
I do, yeah. I gotta bounce.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming to the podcast.
How'd you two meet? We'll answer that.
Yeah, you go ahead, dude. You can answer it, dude.
Out of the podcast. We'll do it in a second.
Okay. Anyway, thanks for coming out, guys. If you want to support the podcast, we got merch, Freddy merch, on feelsright.shop. And we also have a Patreon where you can support. It has different tiers and stuff that you can check out. And that's just patreon.com/FreddyShow, FRDI Show. Love you.
Love you. See goodbye. You.